are doing a documentary on you?
Not really.
Okay.
I've been doing this for a year? Well, no, 7 months. So that people will share their dreams.
As part of the Dream Listener Project, I go to the St. James Drop-In Center once a week. St. James Drop-In Center has an art room where I go and I write a dream on cardboard. The dreams are dreams that I had during the night.
I consider myself, and I don't know about other people, but compared to the average person, I think I remember them quite well. Mm. But because of that, it's a different reality. I don't give it any import because no. I have to deal with reality. It's more like comment peut dire la dimension de rêve est tellement peu ressemblant à la réalité. It doesn't resemble reality at all.
Really,
but in actual fact, in dreams, you can't divine the future. So what they call déjà vu is very commonplace in dreams. So I tend to just forget the dream as soon as I wake up because I know that in 6 months I'm going to see that dream in reality. Hmm. You said, this is what I believe. You know? It's called the astral.
So on January 23rd of 2007, I was at the St. James Center, and there was a man in the room who I hadn't really met before, and so I was explaining to him a little bit what the project was about. I showed him my dream, and this particular dream, I was apprehensive about going out onto the street and holding it. And I was explaining to him that sometimes when I'm out on the street, that people respond to me as if I am mentally ill or crazy, and that I find that very hard. And on this particular day, for some reason, I was more nervous than normal. After I told the man my story, he told me his story about his experience of being on the street. And he had been on the street for 4 years. And he had slept outside, even in winter, during those 4 years. And he told me what kept him alive was the fact that he had a heater and an extension cord. And at night, he would go to a car lot and plug his extension cord with the heater into the car lot's electrical outlet. And that's what kept him warm, and that's what kept him alive through the winter. He said the police would come, and they would round him up and take him to a shelter. But he didn't want to go to a shelter. So as soon as the police left, he would sneak out and go back to his own place. He told me I wouldn't believe the things people said to him while he was on the street. And he told me that it was so important to not let those things that people say get inside you. And that you always had to keep your own reason for being where you are. The dream that I had that day that I was writing down was, I dream I am kneeling on the floor weeping. Two tiny photos lay in front of me. The photos show me as a young girl with long blonde hair.
I was having a pretty rough time in my life, and I don't know if your dreams and your life have a connection, but I think they do. I was in the clouds above the earth, and in the clouds a man started to come. He was not walking, he was just floating. He had a suit on, and he had a very strong and powerful Jewish face. After that, he was standing in front of me, and another man was standing, a large man was standing beside him, and he had insects in the V of his chest, like kind of crawling into his chest, and he made a sound, a moaning sound, that all of humanity shares. Everyone, when they die, they make this sound. And then he was gone. And from the background, I was there. There's when I'm really drunk, and if I was taking a lot of drugs and hurting myself, that person who did that was behind the Jewish person. So it was me, as I am now, and the person that I am when I abuse alcohol and drugs. So I didn't want to go with this man, this person. He was still standing in front of me, so I attacked him in my dream, and I tried to gouge out his eye with my thumb. And as I was gouging out his eye with my thumb, his flesh, he was already dead, so I couldn't hurt him. And then I woke up. The flesh was going around my thumb, and my hand was actually going through his head, so I realized in the dream that I could not hurt him. I couldn't kill him. So no matter what was going to happen, it was definitely going to happen.
February 13th, 2007. Today at the St. James Center, a man came into the art room while I was writing my dream. He was a man I had never seen before. He read the dream and gave me the thumbs up sign. He made some strange gestures with his hands and some offbeat noises, and then he left the art room. About 20 minutes later, I heard a huge crashing sound and the sound of breaking glass, and someone started whooping and whooping over and over again. The commotion came from down the hall. Later, the man who had given me thumbs up, the director of the center, and a volunteer came back into the art room. It was then that I learned that the man who had given me thumbs up couldn't hear and couldn't talk. The story evolved and came out that the man had been in line, but he butted in front of other people, and the woman who was serving told him to wait. He got angry, and he threw a chair, and he broke a plate. As the man was telling the story, he deliberately knocked over a chair that went crashing to the floor in the art room. The person who was responsible for the art room gently picked the chair up and put it back, and the man pushed the chair down again. And it was then that I realized that for the man, probably his actions weren't really that violent, because his whole world is silent. The center can't accept violence, and so they can't accept this man as a member. And he was told that he couldn't come back for another week. And the man asked, "Where am I to eat? Where am I to go?" I never saw the man again at the center. The dream that the man had given me the thumbs up for was, in my dream, two kittens are locked in an embrace. Each has hold of the other by the mouth. The only way to separate them is to pry their jaws open with my hands.
Le rêve, c'est tu te lèves le matin, tu vois un beau soleil, tu t'en vas à l'école, tu finis tes études, tu t'en vas au marché pour aller travailler. Et après, tu t'en vas rejoindre le soleil, puis tu vois plus haut que le soleil, tu vois l'étoile, et l'étoile te fait, tu se fait exploser pour devenir, pour venir enfanté, une nouvelle naissance. Tu travailles, tu fais ton quotidien jusqu'à temps que tu es fatigué pour te reposer.
Reposer.
C'est fini.